Hey everybody, it's Jumpstart Time. I'm your host, Ray Reynolds. I am so glad you're with me this morning. I have an interesting topic to discuss. It's about negative people. People who speak negativity, or speak death, as I like to say it. Proverbs 18:21 says, "Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it shall eat its fruit." I was talking with a friend today, and we were talking about how negative coaches have affected our boys, and how positive coaches have had a profound impact on their lives. It's so mind-boggling how someone can move into the profession of a coach or a pastor or a teacher and be so discouraging and so demoralizing and speak death on a regular basis. My daughter had to deal with it in college athletics. I think everybody has to deal with it to a certain degree. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. And so my question is, what are you doing about these negative people that are speaking death into your life? Are you doing anything about it? We have to do something about it. We just can't continue to allow negative people to speak into our lives. Because what ends up happening, we end up taking on those negative thoughts. And if we're not renewing our mind in the Word, it becomes an even bigger problem. A coach can inspire someone to go on and play the sport their entire life, and a coach can inspire someone to quit because they're so negative. I mean, how many people do you know that are suffering from things that their parents told them when they were young? They're still dealing with it. They're still going through it. They're still remembering that their parents told them they weren't good enough, or their spouse told them they weren't good enough, or that they would never amount to anything, or that they were ugly, or that they... The list... I mean, if you just speak positive words, the atmosphere feels differently. But when you speak negative words, the atmosphere becomes heavy. So many people are suffering to this day. Number one, because they haven't renewed their minds in the Word and allowed God to define them, allow God's Word to redefine them, allow God's Word to reprogram their minds and their hearts. The world wants to tell us who we are. The world wants to tell us who we should be. The world wants to define us. The world wants to give us a definition of what success is. Real success is doing what God has called you to do. Period. But the world wants to speak death into our lives in so many different ways. I mean, if you watch the news, how many positive stories do you see on the news? Consistently negative news, CNN, or Sly as a Fox News. I mean, it just keeps going on and on and on, and all they want to do is speak negative. But I'm baffled as to why people go into professions where it's their job to inspire, it's their job to encourage, it's their job to hold people accountable, and they don't do it. It's their job to speak life. But isn't it all of our jobs to speak life? I mean, there have been so many times I spoke death over my wife and said things that I should never have said. There have been times I've spoken negatively over my kids, and they look at me with that crazy look in their face saying, "Dad, what are you doing?" You know, we have to be very aware of the words we speak. And we have to be very aware of the words that we are around on a regular basis, the words we allow to enter into our brain, the words we allow to enter into our hearts. Those words either are life or they're death. There's no two ways about it. I always like to go back to the Bible when I refer to anything. We've already talked about Proverbs 18:21. But I want to go to 1 Samuel 17. And it's the story about David and Goliath. All of us have a giant of some sort that we face on a regular basis, right? We all have a giant, and we can either speak faith over that mountain, over that giant, or we can speak death and fear and anxiety and worry. We have a choice. God says, we need, Jesus actually said, if you speak to that mountain and tell it to move, it will be removed. Many of us are speaking to God about the mountain instead of speaking to the mountain about our God. We do that often. And believe it or not, David had negative people in his life. You know, the Israeli army, they were afraid and running from Goliath. It says in chapter 17, verse 24, and all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were sore afraid. Those are hardened battle veterans, and they're afraid of this 9-foot giant. But David wasn't afraid. He heard that Goliath was mocking the Israeli army and mocking God. And what did he do? He just went out up to where it was happening and said, I'll fight him. Come on, what's the problem? I'll go whoop him. But he had a negative person in his life. Like we all do when we face giants, we have someone that's going to tell us we can't do it. We're going to have someone that's going to tell us the giant is too big, or that the mission is too big, or that we're not talented enough to accomplish what we're setting out to do. We're going to have someone that's negative speaking death over us. And that's why we better know what the word says. In verse 33 of chapter 17, it says, and Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. Saul was speaking negativity into David's life. The only guy, and he wasn't even a guy, he was a boy, the only person that was willing to go and fight this 9-foot giant, well, hardened battle warriors were afraid. But David spoke the word of God, didn't he? You go on to the next page into verse 37. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. You start bringing up who God says you are. What are people going to say? What are people going to say? I find it so amazing. I mean, this little boy goes and fights this 9-foot giant. And David speaks to the mountain. He says, guess what, Goliath? Because you have mocked my God, I'm gonna kill you today, basically, and I'm gonna cut off your head and feed it to the birds of the air. And I gotta tell you, this is what we need to do with people who are speaking negativity into our lives. We need to kill it. We need to just get away from it. We need to stop it. Don't misunderstand me. I'm saying to kill the person. I'm saying to kill those negative thoughts by getting into the Word. Renewing our mind in the Word, speaking to those mountains about our God, speaking to those giants about our God. It grieves me so much when I see kids being discouraged by coaches and mentors and teachers and parents, being told that they're not good enough, being told that they're never going to be good enough. Please understand, I haven't been a perfect parent. I've made lots of mistakes and said lots of stupid things. But I also know that those stupid things that I've said have had lasting effects on my kids. I don't take that lightly. But what are we doing? I mean, who are we allowing to speak into our life? Do you have things from your past that are gnawing away at you, eating away at your joy and your peace? Have you renewed your mind in the Word of God? Have you been told you're not good enough? Are you buying that lie? Are you allowing death to define you? Are you allowing negativity to define you? David just spoke the word. He just said, guess what? God is with me. I'm not worried about it. I'm going to go whoop this guy. And when we have people speaking negativity into our lives, we need to remind them who God says we are. We need to remind them of whose we are. I'm a child of the King. Nothing you say is going to have an effect on me. We need to know the word, because not knowing the word is killing us. It's hurting us. We've got to do something more than just sit there and listen to the negative news. We need to stop listening to negative people that are trying to speak death into our lives. We need to start speaking words of faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you're not speaking words of faith, it's because there's not enough word down inside of you. Little word, little faith. Medium word, medium faith. Lots of word, lots of faith. I just want to share, when someone is telling you you can't do something, you remind them who you are in Christ Jesus. When someone says you're not good enough, you remind them, no, I'm not, but Jesus is good enough, and he's changed me from the inside. When someone reminds you that you, or someone says to you that you can't do anything, you say, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. When someone tells you that you're always going to be alone and no one is ever going to be, you're never going to have any friends, you just tell them, I will never be alone because God says he will never leave me nor forsake me. I want to encourage you today. Stop allowing people to be negative around you. Stop buying into negativity. Stop watching the news. Stop allowing death to be spoken over your life, and surely don't allow it to happen over your kids if you have kids. We live in a world that is fading away quickly. We need to be speaking life. We need to be speaking life. We need to be speaking God's word over every situation. Counter Satan's lies with God's word. Counter Satan's negativity with God's word. Counter the negativity from people with God's word. Remember, we walk by faith and not by sight.